I love it. It's the truth. It's not because you know you interview, but it's really good.
The little eatery in Corona is called Empanadas Cafe. Colombian sisters Luz Bermudez and Patricia Bernard opened it a little more than 2 years ago.
It's 11:40 in the morning and it is packed.
Thank you.
Why?
Well, the people really love empanadas. I mean, people from all different cultural backgrounds come.
I've been hooked on them for about 7 months now. And actually, the best part is you can buy them uncooked. And I take them, I keep them in the freezer at work for lunch. You can take them, you know, to go.
In essence, there is an empanada for every meal. Breakfast, you got ham, cheese, and egg. Lunch, perhaps turkey and cheese. And then dessert, bananas and chocolate.
Whole grain, white flour, and corn are the staples, but the one featuring pesto is made with arepa flour. Luz mixes water with tapioca, her secret for crispiness.
And this is also my secret. A little drops of lemon juice that is going to make the empanada not to absorb the oil.
The dough is rolled out into little balls and flattened. For the filling, a mix of pesto, tomatoes, and mozzarella. A little is spooned onto the dough, which is then shaped into a crescent moon and fried. The empanadas emerge hot, crispy, and tender all at once. There are currently 28 types to try.
The food really has brought the people in, not anything else.
The empanadas de queso, cheese, grandmother used to do that all the time.
Whose is better?
Don't make me say it on national TV. Theirs are better.